Cook Inlet Region Incorporated's Fire Island wind turbine project currently faces an uncertain future, but all too certain deadlines. That's why this week's Siri is turning to the public, particularly those people concerned about their monthly electricity bills. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
When, or perhaps if, completed, the Fire Island project would boast of 33 wind turbines producing the equivalent electricity to supply 17,000 homes in south central Alaska. That's roughly 3.5% of the region's electrical need. The project is designed to be an initial step in lessening the area's dependence on natural gas. The construction process has remained on schedule, but the contract timeline with four electrical utilities is stumbling. SERI, which is developing the Fire Island wind turbine project and has spent $7 million in private investment, had hoped to have those contracts already approved. It hasn't happened. SERI's Senior Director of Energy Development, Suzanne Gibson, describes the looming deadlines.
Our desire is to have executed board-approved power purchase agreements with four utilities in November, and that we submit these power purchase agreements to the Regulatory Commission of Alaska in mid-December.
SERI wants to have the Regulatory Commission's approval by April 1st of next year. That's when the ice normally clears from the inlet and construction could begin on Fire Island for the next stage. But even more important is that that timeline will keep the project eligible for $41 million in federal stimulus money, plus help retain the $25 million approved by the state legislature to build the power line from Fire Island to Chugach Electric Association's International Station. This Wednesday, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Lusac Library, SERI is hosting a town hall meeting on the Fire Island project.
The purpose of the meeting is to give the public an update on where we are with the project, explain sort of the timeline that we're under, and tell them about the benefits that the project can bring, not only as a new energy source, but as a job source as well.
Gibson says the construction phase will produce about 100 jobs. One voiced area of concern confronting the project involves the impact upon rates for the wind-produced power connections, especially while natural gas-produced electricity may still be cheaper. Gibson says SERI has sought to lessen that impact.
We can structure the price of power from Fire Island so that it does not increase the overall price of energy for ratepayers right now.
The four utilities SERI is negotiating with are Chugach Electric Association, Anchorage Municipal Light and Power, Matanuska Electric Association, and Golden Valley Electric Association.
It's important for us that all of the utilities participate, and the project actually will tie into Chugach Electric's international substation, so it's critical that Chugach Electric participate.
Gibson did not want to go into contract negotiation details. Nor did Phil Steyer, Chugach Electric Association's spokesperson. In a phone conversation, he described the negotiations simply as ongoing. He did cite one area of concern as the technical process and cost of integration with a variable source like wind. Steyer said that study is still underway. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.